Celebrity, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm distraught.
And I'm three balls with a huge setback.
And welcome to the show. Man, what a gut punch to the old school Survivor fans and just the old school players.
Can we say that arguably two of the best players went home on the same night?
Yes, yeah. We can absolutely say that.
Insane.
Or the last three players.
She didn't have to go home. Like, she gave Denise that invite.
Both didn't have to go. Why didn't Poverty play her steal a vote?
I don't know if it would have changed it.
Well, it would have made it tight 2-2.
I mean, it would have been tied 2.
It was 3-2.
She knew Wendell was voting for her.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Why didn't she? I forgot about that, honestly.
I thought for a moment there that Parvati was going to survive. I truly did. Sandra, though, the second she proposed that to Denise, I was like, that's it. Like, if I'm Denise, it is a baller move that you cannot pass up to be like, I'm taking out Sandra and I'm with her own freaking immunity idol. Like,
yeah, Sandra overplayed her hand.
Like, I get
I'm
what she was
so
trying
upset,
to do,
like,
but
I feel like I want to cry. And
especially for her, because it's just not her style of play. And maybe she was just trying to make a more bigger move so she could say, like, she had a resume and she made these moves. But I just...
Well, she doesn't need a resume.
Her
getting to Final Three is her resume.
Yeah.
I think she wanted food. I think she wanted to buy some... I think she wanted to buy something with, like...
I don't think she wanted to buy that.
Well, you had Tyson do it.
Yeah, because Tyson's Tyson.
I know.
Tyson with the food was so... The peanut butter was, like, peak Tyson.
Yeah, it's about as Tyson as it gets.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I go, what are you doing? And Denise, kudos to her. She made the move.
Yeah, but... like, as devastated and heartbroken as I am to lose Parvati and Sandra, but like especially
Rob, Parvati
Sandra,
and Sandra, and like, yeah.
Like, yeah, all the heavy hitters, 1, 2, 3, like the bowling pins got knocked down.
And the tribe swap thing was the survivor boomer killer. Boomer remover.
The survivor boomer remover. Oh,
well,
too soon.
Rob said he didn't like it.
Well, I will. Yeah, I know, right? He did. The fire tokens thing has obviously, because it caused some trouble for
Wendell.
Clearly got Sandra voted out. It's. Go ahead. Sorry, Jay.
No, please. Go ahead.
It's turned into a thing.
Yeah. Definitely has. And that's where. Yeah.
Does this season lose a little of its... Does it lose something because we've lost three of the best players in the last 2 weeks?
Well, we're still going to see them on Island of Extinction.
Edge of Extinction.
I'm sorry, Edge of Extinction. And B, I mean, there's still other great players on there. Like, I'm still excited to see what most of the other ones do. So I don't think that it's not like Game Changers where everybody that was cool, with the exception of Brad Culpepper and Ceri, got voted out pre-merge.
Yeah.
And Michaela, I guess. So it's not quite like that where all the big personalities were gone and then we were like, oh, ho-hum. There's still a lot of people who have big personalities who are left. We still have Tony.
Yeah. I don't know how long we'll have Tony.
I don't know how long we're going to have Tony. But
Tony's starting to get island crazy.
He's starting to get island crazy.
Spy shack.
I know. Oh, my God. No, it's a bunker.
Oh, by bunker.
But you know what the funny thing is? They know Tony, and he was right there in the shot, and they didn't know that he was there, which is even more ridiculous.
Well, no, but Sandra knew. She's like, oh, he likes to hide by the water. True. Don't go over there.
Don't talk over here. I didn't understand Sandra's gameplay at all. I mean, I obviously you have to change a game up a little bit, but she didn't have to at this point. She was safe.
Yeah.
Well,
anyone but her. It's always been her motto, and that's all she had to do. And it would have been, and it's Jeremy clearly, probably gone home.
Right. And it's been a strategy that has always worked for her. So yeah. The fact that the one week that she tries to be like, you know what? I want to get some fire tokens. I'm going to, you know, anyone but her with some conditions. And then it just blew up in her face. And like her.
I think she thought she was going to vote. I thought she probably thought that she would vote for Tony.
I know. I know. I think that she was hoping for that. And
I think she was hoping to get Tony
clean.
Out with, yeah, and keep her hands clean. So I get the strategy right. behind it.
Yeah.
Like if it worked, you know, she's a
but you know,
she mastermind,
should have thrown
just...
a vote at whoever she wanted to go
exactly.
home. Exactly. Because then it would have split the vote. Yeah. And then.
That's her insurance.
It would have. Yeah. So it's like, okay, guys, do you want to get rid of Tony or Sandra? And then it becomes like a negotiation thing. And. Yeah. I have faith that like maybe Sandra would not have survived a tie vote, but at least she wouldn't have gotten straight up voted out with her own idol.
Yeah, just overplayed.
Yeah, I just didn't get it. I know.
But she seemed to take it well. Like she looked shocked, but I think Sandra is the kind of person that very much is like. You know, I trash talk, but it's a game, and I'll, you know, still trash
talk.
Well,
I'm sure she respects the move. I mean,
right? Yeah, she
not enough to give her tokens, but
right. Well, right. That would have been actually kind of awesome if she was like, "All right, you got me," and like put it in there. But I think Yule, like, she legitimately does respect as a player. I was surprised that she didn't give it to Tony or Sandra since she has been in alliance with them, but. I think
Tony
also,
and Sandra. She's.
I'm sorry,
Tony and Sarah.
Yeah, because she, but pre-swap, she was in, you know, the alliance with them. But, you know, I can also see why she gave.
You mean Kim? You mean Kim?
No, she was with Sarah.
Tony
and Sarah before.
Oh, Sarah. Okay.
Before the swap.
Okay.
But you know, I have to say, both Parvati and Sandra. So the three biggest threats in the game, Parvati and Sandra outlasted. I think that Sandra's probably like, I did better than Rob by 2 votes, so I'm okay with this.
She could have been in a lot longer. She could have been in a lot longer, which is a shame.
I know.
And Poverty also. I mean, I go, why aren't you playing? You knew that your target. You knew
you just
when
steal,
the flat-out
yeah,
said he's going to vote for you, and you guys couldn't work out an agreement.
Oh, no, it wasn't a steal the vote. It was an idle nullifier.
Hold on. I took notes. I could just probably tell you.
It's an idle nullifier. It wasn't a steal the vote.
Okay,
yeah, we're an idiot.
Probably.
It is. You're right. I wrote it down that it's a nullifier.
So
okay,
that was
I apologize.
Jack at home. It's screaming into the podcast by this point. Yeah. Jack said it, not me.
He's got a whole bunch of people that unsubscribed. These stupid.
I've been under quarantine for 3 days.
I
think that's just called life.
I saved it in my last season on the show. I saved it, so you're welcome, everybody. I saved us from it.
It's not your last season.
Last season, retiring from the game. Wendell's almost gone. It's this close.
You know the one upside to Wendell not going home or Jeremy. You know, okay. So all right, we went to Tribal, and I was like, I think it's gonna be Wendell and Sandra. And like I was convinced about that, and I even said to Jay before the Wendell vote, I typed in Wendell goes home and said, I think we're both going to be disappointed about our favorite winners tonight. We're both going to lose our favorite winners, and then
it was a loser's ladder because I like Parvati too, like Parvati, Wendell, Jeremy are my top three. So.
Yeah, but don't forget Lynette sent us an email last week and said. That she doesn't want you to go. And I have to say, I think that the masses don't want you to leave.
I think it's time to get some fresh blood in here, you know? I'm going out with Sandra. I've overplayed my hand.
Except you didn't, because you just saved this show.
Oh, man. All right. What other things from this episode do we want to talk about?
Oh, nothing. Everything is crappy, and I just want to
it is a downer. Okay, so let's we lost Parvati, Sandra, and Rob, right?
Yes.
So what do we have left? What are we excited
about?
Ben
is having a good time.
Oh, Ben is having
Ben.
Fun.
Screw
you
Ben.
Know, I would have been okay with losing Adam. I know I keep saying this. Adam.
Colleen, Adam, and I know Adam has listened to our show here and there. But Adam, if you are listening right now, don't know if you are, but if you are.
We're looking for a new co-host next season.
No. Well, that. There is that. But also, Colleen from the start of the episode. I'm okay with Adam going home. I'm okay with Adam going home.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm okay with that.
It's like it's the negotiating stage of depression or grief or whatever. It's like Adam can go. Adam can go and I'd be fine. I can spare
it's
Adam.
Adam, go home.
Oh man.
And then he did not. So I guess Yule is the last big old school player left.
I know, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's still under the radar right now.
He's an inside favorite to win.
He's under the radar, and Sophie is in control of that other tribe, and he's like Sophie's core alliance mate.
Yep. And then they still have the core of Wendell and Nick.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I hear the birds in the background again, like last week.
They're not birds. I guess they're frogs or something like that.
Oh, do you have the window open?
No. Oh. They're just loud.
Weird. Our frogs haven't started yet, but
well, I think the
I don't know what they are. Birds, frogs, zombies. I don't know what they are. They're just.
Oh, that's right. Because we have a lot of fish that you brought into our pond to kill the plant, the vegetation that was growing on the surface.
Yep.
And then they killed our frogs.
Well, they're probably just eating the tadpoles, so they're not getting big enough to.
So then, are we gonna have a lot of mosquitoes now?
No, because they eat the mosquitoes. Frogs don't eat the mosquitoes. The fish eat the mosquitoes.
Oh, okay. Then we're cool. Like, so those frogs are really freaking loud. I'll serve a crab.
Not that it matters. So that's talking about Survivor.
No, it does not.
Let's bring
anyway.
Her on topic. Whoever you replace me with better keep you guys on topic.
Yeah, so Peter,
I did, when you were talking about Tyson the peanut butter, it was kind of gross listening to him smack the peanut butter.
Oh, no, not me. I love a good peanut butter smack.
Ugh,
sometimes at work, to keep myself from snacking, I have, like, one of my, like, go-to lunches is peanut butter and apple. But on days that, like, I don't want the apple part, I'll just take a spoon to the peanut butter and just, like, eat it straight.
Mm. Ugh, I hate
it's
peanut
so
butter.
Good. It, like, hits the spot. It, like...
How do you hate peanut butter?
I hate peanut butter. I do. I
but
do
you
not
like
Reese's.
I
like Reese's, but it's, like, the chocolate, and it's not even really...
You like sugar.
And it's not really peanut butter in Reese's. It's just
true.
Kind of...
But it's the same taste. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I love peanuts.
Again, not relevant to Survivor. You're
I love
weirdo.
No, but it is, because...
Well, it is, because Tyson was smacking like crazy.
That's true, and they did have peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, and
what was using a shell?
Hate peanut butter and jelly.
You know, instead of the peanut butter and jelly, I'd rather have the three bags of rice.
Yes.
Well, they have.
I wish that would.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
I know that. I know they have to get the thing out, but I go. I'd rather have the three bags of rice than the.
Did I miss
peanut
why
butter
they
and
were
jelly?
Putting the? Oh, they were putting the rice out to find the clue.
No,
okay.
Not the clue. The ball.
Or the ball. Whatever.
The ball.
Okay.
They had to get three balls.
That's what she said. Yeah, so on Twitter was a conversation like, why was this a smart move? And I was like, it's a smart move because it's freaking baller to take out somebody with their own idol at a game called Winners at War, and you're going to need that. And, you know, but then the counter view is Sandra said that she was willing to work with Denise. So when you're on the bottom of a tribe, why would you take out the person that is willing to work with you? But on the other hand, Denise is a smart woman. She probably did the math and thought, we have a merge coming up soon. And
but would she have the numbers when they're re-merged?
She may.
And that's where I don't necessarily, it was a cool move, but
I, mean,
I think I'd
move.
Much rather, if I was Denise, I would rather have the alliance with
but
Sandra.
But do you ever have an alliance with Sandra?
No.
Well, yeah, as long as you're not going to vote her out. Or tell
because
her that you're voting
I was wondering why Denise played both idols.
Because she probably thought they were splitting the vote or something like that.
No, I think she just wanted to whip her you-know-what out and put on the table.
I would have kept the idol because you're going to need it down the road.
Well,
and I would
what's
have,
her name's had to be
Jeremy,
played tonight.
If Jeremy got voted
well.
Out, Jeremy got voted out, but I would have kept the idol.
Hers
had Sandra's to be played tonight. Expired tonight.
Oh, did it expire tonight?
Yeah,
did hers as well?
Denise's did. I don't think Denise's did.
That's probably got so many different rules and so many different things in play. It's like,
no,
I got to try and keep track of all this crap.
No. But if you're playing the game, you can easily go to like a PA and be like, hey, can I?
No, yeah, I know. But if I'm watching it, I go, wait, what does Poverty have? What does Denise have? I mean, if she had to play them both tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I do want to point out that I find it very interesting in a weird sort of way that one of Jeremy's biggest moves to the jury was playing his idol for Fishback, right? In order to keep his alliance strong.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he was sick of Fishback crying. That was why he played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And one of well, Fishback was on Twitter tonight saying Wendell's edit has jumped up so much over this episode that if he's not going home this week, he's going home next week. And
yeah, he's going home next week, I think.
Because he's just, you know, he jumped up in a negative way. But anyway, I want to point out that tonight Jeremy was the recipient of somebody playing an idol for him.
And I think he voted for Denise because it never showed
Everyone voted for Denise. Yeah. It was 4-1. And that brings me to the point that we're all criticizing, like, Denise's whatever, like, logistics of all this. Do we not remember the other most recent high-profile Wentworth, it does not count, vote out where then she got back to camp and everybody was so super impressed by her that they suddenly wanted to play with her and it got her all the way to number 4 in the game?
Yes,
I think I thought it was a great move by Denise. You got rid of the person that you probably can't beat.
Kind of.
And
but
the woman that sits out in all the challenges.
I get it.
Really,
I get it.
Yeah, she's the Sandra bench.
I get it. But I also see the side of maybe it was an overplay because this is relatively early in the game. You're pre-merge. No jury is seeing this. And now people know that.
Yeah, but they're
no, but hold
the
on.
Whole
can I finish
jury
my thought?
Is about it.
Can I finish
at,
my thought?
Okay.
You threw off my thought. It's so early. Now there's a target on your back versus before. I think Sandra had the right idea. It's going to be very under the radar. There's not going to be a target, and you still are able to basically decide who's going home.
But she knew that if she kept Sandra in the game, Sandra would have 2 fire tokens. She nullified those tokens. She took those tokens away from
that's
her.
True.
She also, like I said, we've been saying for the longest time, why is Rob still in the game? Why is Poverty still in the game? Why is Sandra still in the game? The longer they're in the game, the more dangerous they become.
Yeah.
She took out the last dangerous player.
Right.
I mean, as far as old school, she took out the last dangerous player.
Other than Yul, who I guess is technically old school. Also, Twitter pointed out tonight that the last 4 people voted out were villains on the Heroes versus Villains tribe. So now So now all of the villains have been voted out of the game and they're all on Edge of Extinction together, forming a, you know.
And it's arguably like Heroes versus Villains is what made them legendary.
No.
Save for Rob, but yeah, because I think that's what made Sandra legendary. Before, she was just like, she won that one time. But
that's
like
true.
That's what made her legendary. And then Parvati.
Yeah, we're all like, how did she win?
And then Parvati, I mean, she was great her first season. Or second. That was her second season she won, right? Not the first time.
Yeah, the first one was Cook Islands, which was Yul's season, right?
But I think so.
Yes.
But, you know, Parvati played an amazing game. Basically had played, what's his name, like a fiddle.
Russell.
And Tyson, it's Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson. Well, Tyson, you know, kind of also got himself voted out on Heroes versus Villains.
But anyway.
Anyway.
It just food for thought.
It is. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting that the whole Villains tribe is now there. when you think about it, right?
For the most interesting people, like I said, I guess I forgot Tyson was before Rob, so...
Yeah.
4 of the most interesting people in the game got voted out, bang, bang, bang. I think it could hurt the ratings, I think, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Brian,
I mean, if I'm CBS, I'm like, oh, come on.
That's why I wouldn't have done the double elimination. Like, I don't get that.
Or the swap.
Because it changed it up for viewers. Like, this was crazy. Like, we lost
I get it was crazy, but if this is, if I'm thinking from a ratings perspective, you want to keep the old timers around longer, and these things are the things that just basically, people just go kind of quick instinct,
maybe,
easy votes.
Like, but I will say that, like, Denise's move was legendary. Like, I think that move is going to go down, like, in Survivor history, the same way Parvati playing both idols
is
going to go
if
down.
It wins her the game, or if it gets her towards
the end.
Gets voted out next week, then it's like...
No, I don't think so. I think it's because she took down the queen, and as Stephen Fishback tweeted,
I think the queen took down the
queen. Oh, she did. She did, because as Fishback said, congratulations, you just JT'd yourself. Yep. Which she did.
Yeah, if she, I think I agree with Jay. She has to go far in the game for it to mean something.
Yep. It's early. I feel like the Wentworth thing was so perfect because it was post-merge. You had jury. Everyone that was there was going to be in the jury. And I know, I guess, the Edge of Extinction, everybody else is also going to be in the jury or whatever.
Well, Cassia's reaction to that whole thing, Maria being like, you made it to the jury. Like, and then the subsequent, like, middle finger. Like, the whole sequence was just so... It's one of my favorite Survivor sequences ever.
Yeah.
Plus, another thing when she took out Sander, too, is Sander probably won't be on the jury, right?
No, she will. Everybody goes to the jury. Edge of Extinction becomes the jury.
They're all on the jury.
That's what it was last season.
Yeah,
we're gonna have 35 people in the jury.
No, I think just
they only
17.
Had 20 players.
That's math.
I don't know. I'm doing that new kind of math.
Well, don't forget they don't ask questions anymore. They have that like TED Talk kind of format.
So you're gonna have 17 people on the jury.
That's what it was last season. I think they it was minus two, so it was like 14.
Yeah, because
The people that quit.
The people that quit. The kid from Durham and what's her name? The chicken saver.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I loved her. She was awesome.
I really loved her. I was really sad she left.
All right. Any other thoughts about this double elimination episode before we go to listener feedback?
No, it was just like good.
You're right over there.
No, I'm not all right. I can't like congrats to all of them for making it as far as they can. I'm partially glad and sad that Sandra has said that she's retiring at this point. I can't believe that she day 16 got her both times. But like kudos to her because she should have been gone day 3 both times.
I know, but
she could have
gone farther. Sandra, I think she was sitting in the cruise control.
Yeah. She was. She tried to switch it up. Like
should we mention how Wendell got pretty cocky during the challenge?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But it's having fun with Jeff. Just kind
of it's having fun, but yeah, Poverty went home because if you got cocky.
I don't think he cared if Poverty. I think that's from Wendell's point. He didn't care if he won or lost. Yeah, it was gonna be him.
Yeah.
That's true.
I it's so funny every week. I'm like, all right, I can definitely lose Nick. I guess I could lose Adam. And then I'm like, I could lose Sarah. And, everybody else I don't want to lose because I love watching them on my screen each week. And that's like the downside and the
upside. So the final three is Adam, Nick, and Sarah.
Well, Adam, because I like Adam.
All right. Sarah, I would say Sarah wins that.
I think it depends. We don't know the rest of their gameplay.
Yeah.
But yeah, kudos to Tony for driving everybody crazy and surviving the vote. But I don't think that was a pro Tony move. That was just taking out the queen move.
Yep.
And
it was nobody else was in that. It was just that was Denise's choice. It was nobody else had a say in that.
Right.
Because everybody else voted for Denise.
Because everybody else voted for Denise.
And Jeremy got to save his walk away, I don't get voted out thing.
All right. Well, that is what we thought about the episode. Now it's time to get into what you all thought with listener.
You all, everybody.
Feedback. Here we go. But before we do that, we're going to have a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to hear what you all thought about this episode. Colleen, take it away.
I just can't. I checked Twitter during our break, and they all agree that, Denise is the new queen, and I got to respect it. It was a fantastic move, but I hate to see it.
what did Twitter think about Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay?
I don't know. I'm not on sports Twitter.
It's just regular Twitter.
It's a different kind of Twitter. Definitely a different Twitter.
It's a different Twitter?
It's a different Twitter.
Okay. Is there a dark Twitter that I don't know about?
Oh, there's a dark Twitter.
Oh, there's a Twitter for everything.
Twitter you want, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Survivor Twitter is my main party on Wednesday nights, though.
Because I know Padre Twitter is taking some heat for going after Pete Alonso.
Oh, see, there's a Padre Twitter. Like, I have to say, it's really nice. During Survivor, on my Twitter feed, there is almost zero political tweets. So it's really nice for the Survivor Twitter to take over for a week. For an hour, 1 hour a week.
It's because anyway. People you follow, or there's so many people you follow from Survivor. Is that what it is?
I think so. It's a lot of our listeners, tribe listeners, RHAP listeners. I think that, you know, in general, which is nice. But anyway, all right. This first email is from Mandy, and she says,
"Mandy,
what week is it? I was supposed to go to a viewing party tonight, but you know, hashtag thanks COVID-19. Mandy is quarantined like the rest of us. Jay is doing something with my microphone. Would you just
keep it direct at you?
It is direct at me.
No, it's not. You had it like
I can hear well, it clear. I mean,
yeah, you screwed up the studio setting. Stop it. What are you doing?
I swear, like every damn time, and she has it like this. She has it straight up, and you can't hear her because it's coming in at the side.
She should get the snowball one. I don't even have to be near it.
She has the snowball one.
We
she
had
doesn't
the snowball
like that
one. I don't like
no,
that
and
one.
And now it's below. Just keep it at your god dang mouth. No, don't turn it up to your
I'm
mouth.
I'm not turning it up to my mouth.
Like this.
It's not perpendicular. It's,
you know, I kind of feel like Yule sitting there watching.
I know,
my
mom and dad
fight.
Are fighting.
I am Wendell, and Colleen is Michelle. That is for sure.
That is definitely not true.
Because I'm as handsome as Wendell.
If Wendell wins or Jeremy wins, you have to play with us for another season.
Nope.
You promised me.
Well, they're not going to win. Wendell's going home tomorrow, so or next week.
Well, there probably won't be a season next season, so.
Yeah, exactly. COVID's killing that one, too.
Well, you know what? It is what it is. It's nice to have a forced break from all these things. There's rumors that Comic-Con's going to be canceled.
If it goes on another couple of weeks, they're going to have to cancel it.
But even
there's
if
just there's too many people coming in from around the world that they're going to have to cancel
this. And
that's
the thing is with Comic-Con, because even in July, if cases are like there could be another outbreak because of it.
Right. I think it's pretty much a done deal. It's going to be canceled.
Here's my thing, Mandy. Is Tom Brady's a Hall of Famer, and you choose the Bucks?
Look, his choice.
She's always been a Bucks fan, though, hasn't she?
Mandy, I don't know. I'm just.
Are you gonna choose the Chargers or Tampa Bay? You're not going to the Chargers.
I would go to the Chargers, but there's got to be another team out. Even the Raiders would be better than the Bucks.
It was the Bucks or the Chargers. So what option did he have?
That's true. So my favorite.
He's retiring to Florida. Isn't that what literally everybody does?
If I'm Tom Brady, I would just retire. Like, what does he have to gain by playing
for the Bucks?
Because
now you're gonna have Belichick and Brady if there is an NFL season, because there might not be an NFL season.
Nah, there'll be an NFL season.
So now it's like, okay, who's if Belichick wins without Brady, which he's done before,
he will.
But if Brady goes to Tampa Bay and they have a pretty decent team, and he doesn't win. Well, who gets finally? It was all Belichick.
I've been saying it for years.
And then Sandra got voted out with her own idol.
I know,
but I'm a now Colts fan because Rivers went to Indianapolis.
And you know who else is a Colts fan? Denise.
Who?
Is she really?
No, I have no idea. I just made it up. Just gonna get back on Survivor. Sorry, it's Colleen. Survivor. Go, Mandy. What else would Mandy have to say?
She said, Tyson is awesome. Thank goodness we get him on Edge. Wendell's trying to be a big shot at trying to get Parvati's fire tokens. Do you think they've been...
Colleen, oh my God, you take forever on these emails.
Do you think...
Why are Mandy's emails so long?
Because,
it's
like Colleen just...
It's like every week.
This is the main reason why I'm quitting the show.
They've been trying to barter fire tokens the whole time, but we are just seeing
it
now.
Is it a bit from Colleen? That's what I don't understand. Like,
oh my God! I think they've been trying. I agree, Mandy. They may have been trying to barter it this whole time, but it finally like
a man. Is it a Mandy or is it Mandy? What's her name?
Mandy.
Mandy. Okay.
It's a Mandy.
A Mandy.
Then we get to the tribal council, the next one, the final one, and she goes, she did it! Colleen, she actually did it! Sandra is pissed! Be safe and stay 6 feet away from people, Mandy.
Good email,
maybe
Mandy.
That's what it is, Colleen. You put 6 feet in between each word.
Oh. Well, you know, My coworkers and I did watch that Love is Blind show in our conference room today, and we definitely did not sit 6 feet apart. Anyway, I know she did it. I told you, Mandy. I told you on Twitter that she was going to do it. Next email.
I do think that they probably have been parting. They have been doing the whole thing. They're just now showing it because it was relevant to tonight's episode.
Totes my goats.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, everybody's getting a new one every 3 days. So there's got to be somewhat coming into play, even like, you know, if they're, I don't think anybody is keeping it a total secret. So
yeah.
Where's Tyson keeping that peanut butter anyway? Where's he hiding it?
Peanut butter bulge.
In his man panties, because that's what he said.
Yeah. We didn't talk about the man panties. I love Tyson.
They're called manties, right? Manties.
Yes, but he called them man panties.
Well, I'm just saying, manties,
you know,
sounds more fun.
Tyson does love a good crotch idol too. Oh yeah. I think he had a crotch idol in.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is that peanut butter in your pants? You're just happy to see me.
Oh, it's peanut butter.
It's definitely peanut butter.
But you know what? He got protein, a big tub of it. Like, good on him. I'm sure there's like a log or something that he can hide that under. Oh, God, that sounded bad. Sorry.
I'm sure there's a log he can hide that under. All right. Does Mandy have another email?
Crotch idol. Crotch PB. Hashtag. Everybody, if you're listening to this, hashtag.
Wait, is this still Mandy's
PB.
Email?
No, we're up to Victoria's now.
Oh, thank God.
Victoria.
Victoria says, I'm only going to say one line today. Best play in Survivor history. That is all. Have a good night.
Wow. Bold proclamation. I would not say it's best all time. It's definitely up there.
It's
definitely
there.
It's
best
all
time.
Like, how do you?
It depends. If she wins, then I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I would. It does have to see. That's what I'm saying. It's so early in the season, but it's still a good play. But I do think it can get lost in the shuffle if it doesn't lead to her winning.
No, because we still remember Wentworth does not count.
Yes, because it like changed the dynamic of the game.
No, getting the ice cream guy to give up his idol.
Yes, that
has to. I mean, how do you top that one?
Yeah.
All he has to do is keep his idol, and he probably wins the game.
And then what's the other one? What's the guy that he gave his – did he give it to Parvati or to – he gave his idol?
Eric, Ice Cream Scooper Eric?
Well,
that's
Eric,
what your dad's talking about.
Oh, he's Ice Cream Guy?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking,
what was the other – the Froger guy or the frozen yogurt guy?
Oh. That? Oh, my God, yes.
Anyway,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
I know Mandy's probably shouting the answer. That's
well,
oh, right.
he got hit by a flaming arrow, right?
Something like that.
Oh,
oh wait,
God.
That was Lost. I'm sorry.
Nah.
Ah, Frogert. Are you talking about the dude that went home first?
No, he didn't go home first, but it was it was Aubrey's season.
Oh. Well, hold on. Frozen.
It doesn't matter. Let's
yogurt.
Move on. Keep going.
Survivor player.
I don't know why.
You know, the best move, I'm going to tell you right now, the best move of all time was Michelle not going to tribal council for the first 23 days. How do you top that?
Hey, you know, Yul Kwan in 2009 opened a red mango frozen yogurt in Los Angeles.
Okay, can we move?
Oh, Neil Gottlieb.
On
is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Neil. That's right.
All
right,
Colleen, what do you got?
Right. Yeah, good times. That was it. That was all we got. How do you not like lead with and end with the queen getting taken down by her own arrow?
Indeed. Definitely happened. All right, moving on. Let's go to the next one.
Do you guys
one.
Think that it was a good move?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No doubt.
Anytime you can take out a player of her caliber, yeah.
Yeah. I worry.
And she did it.
She played the cards
that
were.
She had the shot, she took it.
Yeah, exactly. She played the cards that were.
The only thing is, I'm not sure if she had to play both idols tonight, then it was her. But I wouldn't have played the second idol if she didn't have to. I would have kept that idol. If Jeremy goes home, and then you don't have to worry about it. But I wouldn't have played the second idol if I didn't have to.
She may have just been worried that they were splitting the vote between the two of them.
Could have been.
And also now Jeremy is loyal to her, knowing the kind of player that Jeremy is.
Nah.
I don't know. I can't believe that anyone but me, like, backfired so badly. Yeah. She stopped playing it.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, long live the queen, everyone. Pour one out. 2020 continues to roll along.
Yeah. 2020 claims another victim.
And also, Parvati, I'm really sad to not see you. I thought if she had pulled that out against Wendell, like, I think that that would have just cemented how great. Yes,
Pauline
yes,
is on a roll.
Yeah. When did Jeff become a co-host?
Yeah, exactly.
Wendell showing his two balls. Anyway, good times.
Indeed. Jay, you don't look like someone that wants to leave the podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to leave at all. If I could just have Colleen read emails to me all the time, it would be.
We stopped reading emails like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, we did. All right, let's go to. Right, is that everything, Colleen? No more emails?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Have we not had a call all year either? No one calls.
I don't think we check for the phone calls, do we?
I do check. We haven't gotten a call. People like writing emails, I guess. I don't know.
Somebody should call next week, JP.
Preseason picks. Let's look at. We had two go home. We also picked two. And remember, if you got two in the right order, it's worth 3 points.
I couldn't even remember who I picked.
If you just picked one of the two or two, but not in the same order, it was just worth
this
1 to 2.
This is the
points.
Worst. I hate this season now.
Parvati. Ugh, I said final three, so I got nothing there. Colleen, you said pre-merge. Jack said merge. So, Colleen, you're the only one that gets a point on Parvati. So, there you go.
This is a point that I do take with sadness.
Ooh, Colleen. Final three for Sandra.
I did. We all knew that one was going to be bad. We all knew that wasn't happening. That's why I didn't use her as my winner's pick. My winner's pick is Denise, who is looking freaking fantastic after this
episode. Isn't that
like your
third pick, though?
No, Jack, it's only my second.
Jack and myself said pre-merge, pick. so we all got points out of that, 1 point each. And then for who we said was going home, Jack said Sandra and Michelle.
So close.
Very close, but you got one for Sandra.
Don't I get something for getting both tribes that went?
No. Okay. Next up is, I said Ben.
That's
and
That's actually
Sandra,
very good.
And I got a point. In the right order, too, Ben and Sandra. So, doesn't count, though, because it was only if it was both in the right order. Colleen said...
And Ben's tribe didn't go to tribal, so you didn't...
Colleen said, hey, did you know she was fine with Adam going home? Adam was her first pick. And Sandra was her second, so... Everybody gets a point there, so everybody gets points today. It's the Oprah.
I was just going to say, you get a point. Oprah up in this
you
joint.
You get a point. Everybody gets a point.
It's like the UBI for Survivor points today.
It is. Universal
everybody
basic tally
hands.
Points. All right.
UBPT.
So everybody gets two, which is great.
No, TP. UBTP.
So
also fun in this day and age.
Jack, you were at four. Now you're at six. I was at
and opening chips.
I was at two. Now I'm at four.
I'm showing my big roll 4-pack of toilet paper.
Oh, I can't see your 4-pack.
And Colleen,
hey, not everyone can even get to a 4-pack. So
cha-ching.
Cheers.
Bath tissue.
Yeah, Colleen, she made fun of me. I was like, let's just get an extra pack. They have them here.
Okay, yeah, we've heard this story.
No, I don't think I've said it yet. And Colin's like, dude, what are you so big
I'm
so dumb?
Sure
I was like, let's just
this,
get
guys.
It. We're, I mean, it's here. Maybe not worst on case, this show, we just have extra toy. We're going to use it somewhere. Eventually.
It doesn't expire.
Yeah. And then look at me now. The world is out of toilet paper, and we have enough toilet paper to last
Take
us.
Take a look at you now.
10 months. All right. So that leaves.
You're full of toilet paper.
The rankings don't change since we all got the same amount of points.
Yeah.
I'm in last place with 4 tally points. Colleen's in second with 5, and Jack is still in the lead with 6 tally points. But he is on his second winner's pick, which is Yule. So he can only get a point.
It's my third winner's pick.
You're right. Second after your first.
I could have cheated and said no, but it's my third one.
Yule
You all, everybody.
Which is a good pick, but you can only get 1 point if he wins. Colleen is on her second, which is Denise. Looked good after tonight, Colleen. But you can get 5 points if Denise wins. I still have my original winner's pick in the game, even though I agree with you, Colleen. He had a lot of screen time, and it wasn't good screen time today.
It was not great.
Wendell, my winner pick, is still in it.
Yeah, when you come out and say, I'm going to stab you in the front, the back.
Yeah.
That's not a good move, Wendell.
No.
Just saying.
No, it's not. All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Wait, did we pick our picks for next week?
Oh, crap.
No, we did not. Good catch, Colleen.
Jay was like, I was almost so close.
No, that's on me.
They pulled me back in.
I messed that up. All right. I believe I get to pick first. No clues that it was going to be a double, so I'm just going to pick one person here.
Guys, Cass on Twitter called Tony's edit the unstable genius edit.
I'm going to say he's my winner's pick. I hate to say it, but Wendell is going home. Colleen, who do you think is going home?
I think you're right. I do think that we're going to see Wendell go home. Did I talk a bit on here? I did in our preview show about how like that Instagram crew all seemed to be very tight, and I wondered if they were all like pre-merge people. I think Wendell was a part of that. So like by the social media, you know, conspiracy.
Just make your god dang pick.
Why are you so whatever with me? We've been recording for like 20 minutes. It's not about
how long we've been recording. It's about how long you've been talking.
Wow, you're a jerk. And I'm kind of mad at you right now because that was not
again,
nice.
I feel like Yule.
Sure, take your time. Just who you think is going home?
Well, I would be okay with Adam.
That's the rumor.
No, you're a jerk and I'm really mad. I want to call you the A word right now, but I won't. I think we're probably going to lose Wendell.
So Wendell?
Yeah.
That was a quick way to get to that. All right.
It doesn't matter. People are listening to this because they want to know the reasoning behind
absolutely.
Why we're making our picks for things because they might have similar thoughts. And that's when they send us an email at survivorjjc@gmail.com.
You cheated by using a social media post. It's fine.
I didn't cheat by using a social media post because I don't know if that's true or not. I was just saying, using my brilliant millennial social media deducting skills.
So, Jack, what's your pick? Oh, Jack.
Well, Colleen took so long to pick, I forgot what show I'm podcasting about.
This one's a Survivor.
Lost.
Survivor.
In the
okay.
Island.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to go with Tony because I think now Tony's the low man on that totem pole.
Yeah, Tony is definitely.
If they lose, I think he's gone.
He's definitely rustled some feathers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Colleen and I pick Wendell.
Oh, my God. Tony outlasted Sandra this time around.
I know. Who would have? Let's see. Who was our? Where's Tony in our preseason picks? Let's just see.
I think I had him as final three.
No, you didn't. Oh, that's right. That's your crazy Tony prediction.
That was
prediction,
my crazy
right?
Tony thing, right? I don't remember exactly.
Where the hell? Oh, yeah, that's right. Tony. I put in Anthony.
Oh no,
Tony.
We all had him pre-merge.
No, Colleen, he is your other final three.
See, wait, where
yeah.
is it?
Remember, oh, I gave Tyson, you if he makes it final three, I was giving you 5 points.
Oh, that's right. I can't find him on the cheat sheet. Oh, yeah, that's right. I put him for final three, and I get 5 points.
If he does, I thought it was so ridiculous.
I mean, it is so ridiculous.
I like how he did say he fell out of a tree. That's where he was.
You know, the funny thing is, literally everybody knows Tony, and they were like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be
are
true.
Are you all right? No, we know you were hiding.
It could be true, but it's probably not.
So, yeah, Colleen, you had Amber as a final three. She's out. And then Sandra's a final three. She's out. And then your last one, your only hope to get a point on the final three is Tony. Doesn't
I know.
Look great.
But and for Ethan, I said he makes the merge, but I really thought he was going to be final three.
Our final three picks are not doing well because Jack had Natalie and Danny. We both had Danny and. She's definitely not getting back in the game, I don't think.
We've seen like nothing of her.
Michelle, both Jack and I had her at final three. Colleen.
That could be true. We're getting a really great edit from Michelle.
Michelle's getting
season,
a good edit.
Everything is always positive for the most part. Like, she's
talking about
this...
how she had like a negative perception of her win last time.
Right. And we get this like storyline of her being like this woman scorned by her ex, and now she's like trying to like play better than him, even though.
Carly, make sure you're talking into the mic.
I am talking, and I have to wipe my glasses off. They all smear.
You definitely need to see.
I can't see the mic without my glasses.
Look, I have very poor eyesight. Okay, so it's vision is important.
I need
to
see to talk into a microphone.
Vision is important to me. No, I wanted to see what's whatever. You guys are the worst. Goodbye. I'm done. I don't even remember what I was talking about, except for the fact
that. What were you talking about? What were you talking about?
Michelle was on the wrong side of the numbers tonight, I think. It was either Michelle or Nick. Let's go with Nick. Nick seems like he would be on the wrong side of the numbers because he was, you know, whatever the male version of D-I-C-K-matized is. But if Michelle was on the wrong side of the numbers tonight, we didn't even see any of that, like a hint of it being negative towards her. So, like, she's just getting this great, fabulous, like, storyline.
I mean,
here.
She gets a great edit each season she's
so
in.
So she's either going to be like, you know.
I just finished a Seinfeld rewatch and mm-hmm. just a Penner episode.
Oh, the Penner episode.
Where he gets run over by the rickshaw.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. But anyway, I don't know. Either Michelle is going to be like that number four person out, or she's going to the final three. And she might win.
And Colleen's the only one that didn't pick her final three. So clearly,
no
Jack
faith.
And I are bigger Michelle fans than Colleen.
So. Yep,
which
think
is
so.
Ironic, as I still defend her victory.
No, I think she's one of the greatest players of all time. That's why I put her final
exactly.
three.
Exactly.
All right. Well, on that note.
Greatest move of all time. You can't argue with it.
The frogs are chirping in the background.
Greatest move of
time.
All time. 23 okay. days, no tribal.
Without going to tribal.
How do you not say it's the greatest?
She was self-quarantining, okay? I don't know. Whatever. You guys are all the worst.
That'll do it for this episode. Did I say? No, I haven't said everything. I think we were still. Email survivorjagency@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. And if you're using Amazon for your orders in this time of coronavirusing, COVID-19.
Look, if you're bored, give us a call or an email. Like
COVID-19.
Yeah,
oh,
and listen,
I swear
if you're,
what I mean,
hey, why don't we do next week live?
Hey, there we go, live next week. We're doing it live.
We'll do it live.
All right, there you go.
Zachary wants to do a Survivor JJC bonus podcast live. He does, actually. We talked about it last night during bedtime.
I don't think he wants to believe you.
He wants to do it live, and I was like, well, we only record for like 5 minutes. Do you think that people are going to want to tune in for 5 minutes? So, I don't know. You guys let us know.
This kid's getting quite the ego.
Yeah.
Did you hear him on this last one? Like, he just...
I have not heard.
He took over the whole narrative, and he was just like, pretty much like just bulldozed through it, because he was like, all right, so this, this,
well, he,
this.
Well, he took over because he didn't want you to start reading emails.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
His father's had a little heart-to-heart before he went downstairs to record. I was like, listen.
You weren't even home when we started
recording.
Don't
let her get to emails.
Don't
even. Whatever you do.
Avoid the emails.
Anyway, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Especially Tackle Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg the Great. Guys, I'm in so much trouble once I stop recording this show. Just so you know, I did this for you, listening at home. For your entertainment.
I got silent over there.
This is what I do for entertainment for you listening right now. So if you enjoy that, if you want to help pay for our marriage counseling, become a patron today. Over at patreon.com/JandJack. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Sandra, you're still the queen of my heart and in this game. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.